You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. 8 minutes after 11 South African time. You are tuning in to the Bliss of Marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuh, whom standing in for our beloved senior respected Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. The 18th of Feb 2020, which is also the 23rd of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1441. Before we begin this beautiful Tuesday morning, the Bliss of Marriage, every Tuesday is part 1 between 11 to 12, and every Wednesday is part 2 between 11 to 12. Our WhatsApp number is 0847863132. 0847863132. To the international overseas countries, +27847863132. Let's welcome our engineer brother Lokolo. Let's welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. And yes, we begin inshallah with a beautiful dua taught to us by our beloved noble master, Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh my Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab. Oh my Allah, bless us in the month of Sha'ban. And oh my Allah, let us reach and make each and every one of us witness and reach the holy, beautiful, blessed month of the month of Ramadan. Let's go to our beloved Ustad on this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, mashallah, nice to hear your voice for the second time this morning.
Ameen. And you too, Ustad. How are you, Ustad? How's the family? How's everyone in Ladysmith?
Alhamdulillah. Well, I think voices have a magic effect.
Why?
See?
Why do you say so?
Well, now, if you speak sweetly to your wife, it touches her heart.
Subhanallah.
And if you root to your wife, you just invite her rot. Now, look at... Just to start on a bit of humor, Mulana. As I said, inshallah, we want to make this program, inshallah, interesting. If Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Damat wa Barakatuhu, Allah Ta'ala grant him ajri azim, Allah accept all his khidmat, we're just trying to fill in for him. You know, husband and wife after a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to ask our listeners, when there's an argument between husband and wife, who is the first one to say, I'm sorry and please forgive me? Can we get a feedback from our listeners?
That's a very good question, Ustad.
See, let's see on your screen what comes up now. Okay, when there's a fight between the spouses and couples, who is the first one, irrespective of what has happened, to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me?
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. I don't know. I'll say, hey, Ustad, it's hard to say. I think sometimes, but most of the time, Ustad, most of the time are our sisters, I think so. I don't know. I just stand for correction.
Anyway, I'm going to start off on a little humorous note.
Gee, Ustad.
Wife says to the husband, tell me 3 magical words. So the husband said, I love you. So the wife says, no, not this. The next 3 magical words, I like you. Again, no, not these 3 words. Next magical words, I miss you.
Huh?
Wife getting more angry. No, no. And fourthly, the husband says, Ghalti meriti. It was my mistake. The wife says, correct. Now you're right. That's why I asked the question. Manana, who is first to say, I'm sorry? It's a very big word, very magical word.
Mm-hmm.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, that we understand this beautiful institute of marriage, Mawlana. You know, the sukoon, the peace of mind that you achieve when there's such understanding between the couple. You know, when you care for each other, when you treasure each other, you cannot do without each other. As they said, a righteous wife can make a poor man feel like a king. A righteous wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah has given this wonderful quality to women, Mawlana, alhamdulillah. You know, they're so accommodating. They can win your heart. But it's for us men to appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah.
The sister says from Azazville that my husband says that we women should apologize first because they are the emir of the house and they are the menfolk and they are the husband. Is that true? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
MashaAllah, that's good akhlaq.
Wow.
And sometimes, you know, for a little bit of arguments and little bit of fighting, acceptable. It makes the marriage more healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And I quoted this incident many times between Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and Rasulullah and the other wives. Rasulullah did have arguments. But subhanAllah, who is the first to make maaf and forgive? And who is going to show what is akhlaqi kareema, akhlaqi hasana, and akhlaqi azima? See? So yes, indeed, it helps a relationship, Mawlana. If you can say good words to your wife, you can compliment them, inshallah, there's great reward. So let's take it from there that we are trying our best through this program in Nasihat, Mawlana, inshallah.
I mean, what is best.
Let's salvage our marriage. Let's fight for our marriages. Let's work towards it. Can we oversee the faults of each other? As you were playing that nazam, Ji, the father's advice to the daughter. Everybody is in tears. Everybody is waiting. Ji, what nasihat will you give to your daughter? I just said that to my daughter this morning. Just be good to people. She's getting married next month.
Ameen. Allah Ta'ala keep her happy, Ustad. Allah keep her happy, inshallah.
I make dua for her, inshallah.
Ameen.
Having breakfast, and I said, see, Betty, you are getting married and you're going to somebody else's house.
Allah.
Your father, this is my nasihat to you. Just be kind, be polite, and always have a smile. And your husband will love you to bits. So sometimes, as parents, we need to talk. We've got to talk what's reality. And then all these fairy tale stories and all the kind of things, those days are gone now. You know, bite the bullet, as you say.
Indeed, Ustad.
Bite the bullet. What's the real situation? What's the solution? Make dua.
But sometimes...
Men will be men.
Everything,
they'll find a reason to come out of the problem. Husband was talking on the phone and the policeman stopped him. And he says to the policeman, you can't find me for talking on the phone while driving.
Wow.
So what the officer said, what do you mean? In other words, we've got a reason for everything, Mawlana. We're wrong, we'll make the wrong right. So the husband is saying to the police officer, you can't find me for talking on the phone. So the officer asked him, what do you mean? He said, it's my wife. I was only listening.
SubhanAllah. Ya Allah.
Yes, men are men. They'll find some reason to slip out. See?
So Ustad.
You can't find me for talking on the mobile phone.
So Ustad, if the sister saying here from Lanesia, she's saying that if my husband, he knows he's guilty, he knows he's at fault, he knows he's wrong, but yet he does not want to apologize. So, if that makes him stubborn, well, I'm going to be stubborn too. I'm not going to be first to apologize. So what happens if both of them don't want to apologize to each other? What's the way forward? Ustad?
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa'afu amman zalamak. Forgive those who oppress you. Give to those who deprive you. So alhamdulillah, if you have akhlaq, by doing this tit-for-tat business, Mawlana, both are losers. He's a loser and she's a loser. Because look at akhlaq-i kareema and hasana. didn't the Kuffar and Quraysh do to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram? 10 years. 13 years in Makkatul Mukarramah.
Ya Allah.
What zulm they didn't make on Rasulullah. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Fatih Makkah, Allah granted back Makkah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam, all the Quraysh leaders who made zulm, oppressed, hurt Rasulullah, did so much of atrocities. They were shivering with fear that what is going to happen to me? Because now it's my turn. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Said to Hazrat Bilal, stand on the Kaaba and make this announcement. La tasriba alaykumul yawm.
Allahu Akbar.
La tasriba alaykumul yawm. Yaghfirullahu lakum. Today I have no grievance against you. What you did to me for 13 years in Makkah. La tasriba alaykum. I'm not going to take revenge. I'm not going to do the same what you did to me. May Allah forgive you. So the sister who is asking this question, my advice to her, husband is stubborn, he won't listen, so I'm going to do the same thing. You can't fight fire with fire. Malana, if you're going to extinguish the fire, you need water. But you can't fight fire with fire.
Indeed.
That's the problem. So my nasiha to her would be, that inshallah, you take one step back and look at the sawab Allah gives to a person. And here is your husband and wife's story. That she takes the initiative and says, never mind, for the pleasure of Allah, I will take the first step. Even if I'm 100% right, my husband is 100% wrong, I will take the initiative. Because, Manana, sometimes your guilt will hurt you.
Indeed, 100% Ustad.
Manana, yesterday I was speaking on Radio Lansar. And I was speaking about forgiveness. And no use crying on my janaza, Maulana. I love this. Ke dushman bhi, even your enemy, when he comes and lifts the chadar from your face, wo bhi ro deta. When your enemy is crying, then too late. So I was giving this bayan and saying, make maaf, forgive, and see what Allah will give to you in return. And I got a response from one of the brothers, and he said, Maulana, I want you to do me a favor. Please, I've hurt somebody, and I need you to please talk to them on my behalf. I beg forgiveness for all the wrong that I did to them. May Allah Ta'ala protect me, forgive me. I don't want to meet my Allah and held accountable on the day of Qiyamah. Dunya mein maaf kar do, yaar. Maulana, forgive me in this dunya. It won't cost you anything. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. Somebody said it nicely. Suffer the pain of regret. It's too late, Mulana. The person is passed on now. He's gone. I want to ask the sister, tomorrow something happens, your husband is no more. Won't your conscience prick you? I had this opportunity to ask him for maaf. Is she going to live with that guilt the rest of her life?
Very good question, Ustad.
That's a question you need to ask, Mulana. Because I'm sleeping right next to my wife tomorrow morning. Maybe the next hour I'll be gone.
But Ustad, if that's his adat, if it's habit that he does not like to apologize first, and he's always at fault, I mean, do you still give in, Ustad?
Keep knocking at the door, Mulana. Keep knocking at the door, it'll open.
Allahu Akbar.
Katra, katra se darya banta hai.
Ah.
You see, when a tap, Mulana, is leaking drop by drop, there, eventually it makes a hole there.
Allahu Akbar.
She will always show him akhlaq-e-hasana, akhlaq-e-kareema. One day it will prick his conscience. You know what? My wife is making so much of qurbani. She's being so nice to me. I treat her so bad. I think I need to change my attitude. And sit on that musalla. Ya muqallib al-qulub. Ay Allah, you the owner of our hearts. And the heart of my husband with love and appreciation towards me. So my suggestion is, inshallah, keep making him up. He'll come crying. He'll come crawling. One day he'll come crawling. And he'll beg your forgiveness. And you know when this happens, Mulana? I witnessed this thing. I've got 40 years, mashallah. I've seen a lot of things in life.
Ameen.
I've seen husbands begging their wives for forgiveness on the dying bed.
No way, Ustad. Come on.
Wallahu al-Azim, I never cried so much in my life that one occasion that I went. Where the husband is now, he was doing the worst of things to her. He's lying in the hospital bed, dying. He's in there to make dua. And he's crying like a baby. Just asking his wife for maaf. Mulana, can you experience that scene? Just visualize it. See? Because you know what is azab-e-qabr. You know what is azab-e-akhirah. But see, shaitan doesn't want you to make tawbah. Shaitan doesn't want you to make peace. Go from this dunya. Angry. Unforgiven. It's a very painful scene to see. I've never cried so much when I saw this sister and this husband, Allahu Akbar. He's begging her for all the things that he did wrong. He hurt her feelings. He made her cry. He did so many things. And subhanAllah, she just hugged him and cried. Maaf kar do. Maafi chaho aur khud maaf karo. Ask people for forgiveness and forgive them. You live a peaceful life. You won't have regrets, Murana.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. 25 minutes after 11, you are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. This one says, very true what Maulana Salim Karim is saying. You know, I think we have pride, so we need to break that backbone of pride. Okay. This one says, Maulana Salim, I have put all my kids through university, and they have top jobs and huge mansions. Today, we don't have a place to go and will be evicted by the end of February. Our kids don't have time to visit or give us a call. When we call on them for help, they say they're too busy at work. Waliyadubillah. We are too old people about to leave this world. What do we do? Do we go live in the streets at our age? Anonymous, Ustad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa qadha rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyahu wa bil walidayni ihsana. وقل لا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. One of the signs of Qiyamah, people will be absolutely showing disrespect for their parents. حقوق الوالدين, mentally, physically, financially, in every way. That mother who gave birth to him, gave birth to these children. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. Allah, I seek protection, refuge in you from such knowledge which is not beneficial. What answer are we going to give to Allah? It's happening. A person, it's a sign of Qiyamah, major signs, minor signs, but one of the major signs. Absolute disrespect for our parents. And I said, mentally, we make it their life miserable. Financially, we make their life miserable. Emotionally, we destroy them. And this is the halat, those parents who cried for you, who begged Allah for you, who sat up whole night when you were sick. They spent every cent. See, they are graduates, all these children. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min awladin yakunu alayya wabalan. Allah, I seek protection from such children who are going to be a musibat and an afad, a liability. Whereas we are asking Allah, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. That's the dua we are making, oh Allah. Make our spouses and our children the coolness of our eyes. See, we gave them the best of education. Was that education beneficial? It was not beneficial. to treat the appearance in such a way, Mulana. It's not possible. But this is what's happening to the Mulana. This is the norm. I went to 2 weeks ago. I went to Durban and I went to an old age home. There's three buildings. I've seen elderly people, Mulana, Muslims, non-Muslims, all sitting all alone. They're waiting for their sons and daughters to come and give them a hug. They're waiting, Mulana, they're waiting for a plate of food.
They're
waiting for some home food. Somebody just to come and greet them. Somebody just to meet them. Almost 500 of them were sitting there. I looked at them and I said, is this the halat of Islam? Is this what people, not only in Islam, take every religion, they've come and dumped their parents there. And how, mashallah, who's paying for it, Mulana? You know, what's the irony? That whatever pension money they're getting, they have to pay towards the services. This nalaik ulad, see, this disrespectful ulad and children, unappreciative children. Their parents spend the last cent, Mulana. They were making samosas, they were selling potatoes, they worked day and night. So that son or that daughter could be educated in university. And this is the end result, Mulana. There can never be anything more shameful in this world than this. And take this for granted, Mulana. Wallahu al-Azim. Whoever do this to their parents.
Allahu Akbar.
The azab starts in the dunya. Normally, your azab is going to start after you die. Or it's going to start at the time of your maut, sakarat time. It's going to start there. But uququl walidain, showing disrespect to your parents, in whichever form, even if they are wrong also, you have no rights. Wala taqullahuma uff. Don't even say uff. Yeah, I'm hitting my father, I'm hitting my mother. I know of one case, I wanted to fist that person, actually. He said such rude words to his mother in my presence. Allah forgive him. Allah Ta'ala grant that mother, Ajre Azim, the sabr. She still said, Mulana, it's my son, it's okay, I'll make him mouth.
Ya Allah, Ustad.
This is a mother, Mulana, this is a mother. You know, if I had my way, I don't know what I would have done to that person. For the words that he used, you don't even use it to the worst profession in the world. Those are the words he said to his mother. But azab will start in this dunya, and the first punch that you are going to get is Allah is going to deprive you of your rozi. Allah is going to deprive you of your rozi. You can be a multi-billionaire, you can be what? Mulana, in the end of the day, end of the month, you're going to be a pauper. There'll be no barakat. You'll be struggling. And as you did to your father and mother, your children who you think, mashallah, your coolness of your eyes, they will do the exact thing that you did to your parents.
But Ustad, what beats around is that they've got all top mentions, Ustad. I mean, come on, Ustad. Are you still going to make your mom and dad live in the streets, Ustad?
Well, no, this is the problem, because we think wealth, money and status is everything.
Ya Allah.
We don't know what is khidmat. We don't know what is respect. We don't know what is sabr. We don't know what is generosity. You can carry your mother the whole day, whole night. You can make tawaf with her, 5 days of hajj. I think there was a great wali of Allah. I don't know, it was Abdullah ibn Mubarak. His mother was very sick and elderly, and she couldn't walk. And the masla is that if you are sick and you cannot do the af'als of hajj, you are paralyzed, you are so weak, you have such illnesses that you can't make tawaf, you can't make safa, marwa. Hajj is not farz on you. Yes, you have the money. You should make wasiyat, somebody to make hajj badal for you. He knew his mother was in that state. But the mother made a desire, better, I want to go for Hajj, take me. He carried his mother on his back. He ate leaves, but whatever bread and whatever kajuri had, he fed his mother. But he had dry leaves he used to eat on the road. He finished tawaf, Hajj, everything. He sat in front of the Kaaba and crying to Allah, Allah, accept this Hajj. I carried my mother. Allah, give me ajar. and he hears a voice, whatever you did, you cannot repay your mother for that first drop of milk that went down your throat.
Allahu Akbar.
You cannot up till today repay your mother for that one drop of milk that went down your gullet.
Mm.
Talking, you carried her, you did this, you did that. And where we are shunting our mothers and fathers in an old age home. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Mm.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Somebody says, Mawlana Salim and Mawlana Arafat, can I remain anonymous? My husband passed away and we should fight as husband and wife normal. But when I caught him having an affair, we fought a lot. What can I do for Allah to forgive me? Like Mawlana Salim said, I was the one to always ask first for forgiveness. When he used to fight, I thought he was always like that. But I came to find out the girl he was having an affair word used to tell him to fight with me. But of course, now her husband is marhum, Ustad.
Well, first and foremost, yes, she wants to remain anonymous.
Indeed.
Shariah's teaching is that once a person passes away, always speak about the good. First, Shariah's ruling is this. Always speak about the good things of your husband or your wife.
Hmm.
Whatever has happened, has happened. He fought with her for the wrong reasons, that he's going to deal with between him and Allah. But as a wife who still loves him, who still remembers him and will remember him till the day she dies, her haq and her right is Allahumma ghfirhu warhamhu wasakkinhu fil jannah. Allah forgive him. Allah shower your mercy upon him. Allah grant him the highest rank in Jannah. From my side, Rabbul Alameen, I have forgiven him.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah.
That's the advice I will give to the sister. Whatever your husband did and is passed on now, you have no rights. Yes, at least the sister is feeling that maybe, you know, I didn't make peace with my husband. I understand where she's coming from. That, you know, maybe she didn't have closure on the matter and he passed away. That's what I'm saying. Get up in the morning, say each to each other, many Allah ke liye aapko maaf kare. When you go to bed, for Allah's sake, I have forgiven you. Hug her, kiss her. Kiss her on the forehead. And say, I'm sorry if I hurt you today or even before this. Please, I'm begging you for forgiveness. I don't want to meet my Allah naraz. Because what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ
Allahu Akbar.
وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ When Allah Ta'ala is going to start our hisab and kitab on the day of Qiyamah, we'll be looking for good deeds, neki. Like how we're looking for water, wherever we can get water. SubhanAllah, we're running. Helter skelter, wherever we're hearing this water, because there is no water, we'll run. Looking for somebody to ask, give me one neki of yours. Can you spare me? Like, mashallah, if somebody asks for bread, somebody asks for salt, see, your neighbor asks, don't say no. Somebody comes and say, can I have some charcoal? You know, in the olden days, we didn't have electricity, we had stoves. See? So Rasulullah's hadith is that somebody comes and asks for salt, or somebody comes and asks for a little fire to light up their fire so they could cook something. Mm. Don't say no. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhi. See, a brother will run far away from his brother. By chance, he mustn't come and ask me, please give me one neki. Because everybody will be saying, nafsi, nafsi. Wa yakulu adamu safiyullahi yawma al-qiyamati ya rabbana nafsi nafsi.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
Wa yakulu ibrahimu khalidullahi yawma al-qiyamati ya rabbana nafsi nafsi. Wa yakulu ismailu zabihullahi yawma al-qiyamati ya rabbana nafsi nafsi. Ila akhirihi. Every Nabi will be saying, nafsi nafsi nafsi. Today I can't help you. I'm worried about myself. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ
نَقِيهِ الله أكبر
Brother will run far from his brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَعَبِيهِ You love your parents in this dunya. You do anything for them. in the day of Qiyamah, you can also going to move far away, you know, run away far away. Most probably my father will ask me for one neki, my mother will ask me for one neki. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Your wife, you loved her. You built a mansion for her. You built a castle for her. You gave her the biggest diamond. She will run far away from you too. Those children that you love the most in this dunya, you gave them everything. They will run. Not because of fear, but I don't have a spare neki to give today. I'm muhtaj of it. Allah Pak said, say, subhanallah, you're building one palace in Jannah. You're putting a tree in Jannah. We don't want to plant. You're wasting time on social media. Imagine time if you make tasbihat. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah is building palaces for you. Allah is building trees for you in Jannah. You want to reap the sawab?
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. The sister says, Ustad, tell Mulana Salim, I found out who this girl is. I'm scared she will break other people's homes. Must I tell her to stop what she is doing, Ustad? Anonymous?
Yes, she should. She should. Amar bil ma'ruf and nahi ani munkar. Man ra'a minkum munkiran wal yughayyirhu bi yadi. In a nice way, she should go. Or invite her and tell her what you have done is wrong and you need to stop this. Because she'll be helping to save another marriage. And maybe by the advice and nasihat, maybe she'll change her life and make tawbah. And she'll be remorseful for what she did. And she must ask you for maaf too. It's hard. That's why we have to think very carefully, Mulana. As I said, you know,
Allahu Akbar.
Who's first to say, I'm sorry? Nobody wants to say it.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 20 minutes.
You see, there's nothing hotter than hell.
Allahu Akbar, Ustaz.
So what do the boys say, young boys? What do they say to the girl? You know you are kind of hot. A boy is saying to the girl, you know you are kind of hot.
Uh-huh.
And the girl has some decency. The girl replied, Jahannam is hotter.
Allahu Akbar.
Jahannam is hotter. So the sister is asking, yes, she should approach the sister, inshallah. Give her some nasihat. And in that way, she'll be helping to save another home. Because I think some of the sisters, unfortunately, this has become a profession to break people's homes.
I see the Rivat, a Rivat sister says, I listen to you guys every Tuesdays and Wednesdays. My one dua and my one wish is that how I wish all the married couples could stop having an affair. But Ustaz, you know, Ustaz, I think we spoke about this before, that what's the cause of having an affair? We did, we spoke, and we touched about this, you know, Ustaz. But I mean, I don't know. There's no Allah's conscience, Ustaz. There's no Allah's, you know, there's no Allah's khawf, Ustaz.
Allah, but you see, this is what I'm saying. If we're not going to make work on our marriages.
Yes.
No, we're not working on our marriage. We have taken marriages for granted. Normal routine, get up in the morning, brush your teeth, read your salah, alhamdulillah, go to the business, make money, come back in the evening, have your supper, watch television, mashallah, and then I'm going to bed. Now we don't even go to bed. We go to bed 1 o'clock in the morning because I've got to be on social media. That wife who missed you, as one Arab poet said, you know, when you leave home, kiss your wife. That taste must remain, and you should be wishing to come back for more. 9 wives they interviewed. I don't have that document with me, but it's a beautiful thing. That, oh Allah, my husband is old. Allah, he's going to work. He's struggling. He can't walk. Oh Allah, bring him back safely to me. Oh Allah, but don't bring him back in an ambulance or a janaza. Yeah. Allah, bring him back to me.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ustad.
What are we doing? Why am I having an affair? Because first and foremost, this cell phone is the biggest destroyer of family ties and marriages. That's for sure. Take a survey. I don't have the stats with me, Mawlana.
Indeed.
Before this zalim or this greatest enemy came. It's like poison, Mawlana. Or it's like a gun. If you don't know how to use the gun, it's destructive. the homes that broke because of a cell phone. Because now you're making guna. Nobody takes the cell phone, Molana. He sits in the public door in the park and he talks loudly. Everyone is talking secretly in his house. The husband is talking secretly in the other room. There's so many rooms in the house, you don't even know where your husband is. See? So, first of all, we haven't got khashyati ilahi. Khawf ilahi. There's no concept of taqwa.
Haq.
My Allah is watching me. How long am I going to speak lies and deceive my husband or my wife? Is Allah not seeing us?
So, Ustad, what do you do as a sister? There's a young sister says, Mawlana Salim, you are just hitting on a nail this morning. I'm married only for 2 weeks. I'm 22, my husband is 26 years old. And after 2 weeks, of course, in that interim two weeks, I caught my husband having an affair with his older girlfriend. Why didn't he tell me? Why should he do that once we just got married? Now, Ustad, this is fresh. What do you do, Ustad? Do you continue with the nikah or do you put a stop to it right now and for all? I'm just asking advice, Ustad.
Mana, again, this is becoming, and I'm jazakallah for the sister. May Allah Ta'ala grant her sabr.
Ameen.
Allah Ta'ala give her, you know, tawfiq to withstand this. Again, I'm saying, Mana, we are not doing our homework. I'm going to go back again and I'm going to keep repeating this for as long as I can live.
Ameen.
That, Mana, we have to do a proper homework. We got to screen the boy and the girl. Mana, don't take people on face value anymore. We take things on face value, on hearsay. Mawlana is the life of your daughter she's giving. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, please check and double check who you're giving your daughter to.
Sure.
Because once she's gone, you won't be able to get her back. Mawlana, maybe there's an oversight. Number one, there must be honesty when you go for proposal. You need to check this out. And I'm saying make conditions, Mawlana. Really, wallahu alazim.
How?
We need to sit down as ulama.
How?
At the time of nikah, attention. If I find you having an affair with another woman, I want you to give me the power of talaq.
No way, Ustad. Are you genuinely serious, Ustad?
I'm serious. Mawlana, otherwise, he's not going to give her talaq, Mawlana. He's going to make her life a misery.
Astaghfirullah.
She can make a better life somewhere else. She deserves better, in my opinion. I may be wrong. I'm not sure. But you're asking me for an opinion. This is my opinion.
Indeed.
If this is what's going to be happening, then every second home is breaking because the husband is having an affair. He's in love with another woman. Just to show face to the family and to the public that nikah is publicized in the biggest masjid, the biggest walima, and the biggest nikah, and the best mulana to make the nikah too. It's about honor, it's about prestige, it's about name and fame.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Man ghasha falaysa minna, wa dhoka deta, who cheats, not from us. This is a cheater. It destroyed an innocent flower, Mawlana.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim.
It could have been a better partner for her, would have loved her unconditionally. But Ustad, now what does she do?
Ustad, the sister says that her love has become cold. I mean, it's only 2 weeks of my marriage, respected Mawlana Salim. My love has become cold towards him. Do you blame me? And she says that I have lost all trust. It's only 2 weeks. I've given him everything. We went for honeymoon. We came back. But Ustad, I don't know. What do you tell
us? My word, Virginia, man. Mawlana, real men never cheat.
Huh?
Real men
never cheat. Never cheat.
Make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. But you see, somebody said it very nicely also, Mawlana. Because my husband is cheating, I'm not saying the sister is going to do this.
Indeed.
It's a good nasihat. Don't make the same mistake your spouse has made.
Yes. Haq, Ustad.
Save your self-respect, dignity, and time.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Many times you get angry and say, okay, I'll show him. I'm going to have an affair now. So let him feel how it is. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Stay. Allah said, don't do that. There's many other ways to solve the problem.
Allahu Akbar.
Real men can't be stolen. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. Look at this word. Real men can't be stolen. loves his husband, his wife. Subhanallah. Nobody can bring the most beautiful woman in front of him. He won't do it.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, Maulana Salim, I know you said that, of course, if a husband has an affair, we also can't do it. It's wrong. You can't do tit for tat, you know? So, so the sister wants to know, Ustad, that how does she go forward? Does she threaten him, saying that, you know what, since you are having an affair, I'm also going to have an affair. I'm going to show you who's the player. Or does she just keep quiet? Or does she ask for help? Or does she stay in a marriage? Because this affair can't keep on going on. It can't go on. It's already 6 months. This anonymous sister from Mayfair, Ustad.
Okay, Maulana, I think first and foremost is to get the parents involved. As long as she has solid proof. This is also very important, Maulana, that when we level an accusation to somebody, irrespective of who the person is, you must have concrete evidence, not per hearsay. Because lots of people sometimes want to break up a home, so they'll feed false information either to the husband or to the wife because they want to break that home. But they are genuine cheaters, some of them. So to save yourself, the first thing to do is to gather the information. Today, one sister called me, Maulana, she said, I don't know where my husband goes from the morning, 8 o'clock after Isha namaz, he leaves, he only comes back 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahu Akbar.
I gave her a case history that Maulana handled in Cape Town. One of my students, he said to me, Maulana, I got tired of my husband cheating on me. So I went onto the net and I found out, do you have a portable tracker that you can mount onto a vehicle? You don't have to take it to the dealer. And you can program it wirelessly to your cell phone. So she found the company and she went and bought two trackers, two magnets. She said, Maulana, I went under the car and I stuck it. And then after 1 hour, I phoned my husband and I asked him, where are you? He says, no, I'm busy here. I'm doing some work. She said, no, please tell me the truth where you are. So he bluffed her. Not realizing the tracker has already picked up his stay where he is. So she drove with her car. It came exactly where he was at that house. So, Maulana, this is what I'm saying. To what level do you have to take your wife to? People are, you know, getting private investigators paying 15,000, 20,000 rand. People are paying 30,000 rand. They want those phone calls. They go to MTN, they go to Vodacom or whoever it is. You go to the police station, you get your lawyer to lodge a complaint that I want the printout. To what level, what needs for you to do all these things? Be faithful to your wife.
So, Ustad,
what example are we setting for our children, Maulana?
Hatso, Ustad, hatso. Wallahi,
it's hatso, Maulana.
Wallahi,
that
it's
child, the son is looking at what the father is doing.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
The daughter is seeing how the mother is crying. I mean, Maulana, what? I really don't know.
I see. So, a sister in Europe says, once a cheater, always a cheater. You know?
See?
And then, Ustad, the sister that, the one that she lost all hope, she says her love has become cold. Ustad, what advice can we give her, inshallah, before we terminate the program? Because they, Ustad, let's picture it's my daughter and your daughter. And they come to you, they say, Abba, this is a scenario. Abba, I'm a virgin and I give everything to my husband. And in these 2 weeks that we are freshly married, he's busy having an affair. No, honestly, Ustad. She's saying her love is cold, all cold. You don't blame her, Ustad. And she says she has lost all trust for him. How do we rebuild, Ustad, that sister, 22 years of age?
Okay, Maulana, first you must admit admission of guilt. Right? The parents should get involved. His parents and the girl's parents should get involved and say, we have a problem at hand. And we need to resolve this, and this is what has transpired. Here is the proof. That's one. You see, Maulana, when you get embarrassed sometimes, you think twice of doing that mistake again. Because we get away with murder, because nobody knows about it, it's all under the carpet, Maulana, we carry on doing this cheating.
You know, sir, I was just going to ask you, I mean, why are you saying to the listeners to start that we should get the elders, get the parents involved? The sister is saying, I did that, as you're saying, Mulana Salim. The first thing I did, I contacted his mommy. And his mommy said in Gujarati, what? Not my bachu. Come on, Ustad. Come on.
Mulana, this is the normal reaction of all parents.
La hawla wa la
quwwata. 90% of the parents were saying, not possible, you're talking lies or mind your own business. Say.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi.
It's a fact. It's a fact. Number three, maybe, inshallah, she needs to get to a counselor. I think, inshallah, a Muslim organization, inshallah, to counsel her and also counsel her husband.
Was that from my side, maybe advice, maybe you can give me advice what I'm about to say. Can we tell the sister that maybe she must draw up a contract or like tafwizu talaq or something like that, Ustad? Maybe in case if he does it again. I'm just asking, Ustad. You're senior, then you can guide me and guide the listeners, Ustad. Can
well,
we do that? No?
In today's time, we have to do that. I'm not sure if the ulama or the muftiani kiram will agree with me, but this is my honest opinion. There's only other way you can safeguard the integrity of your family and your wife or your husband. No, we have to have these contracts in place. Really, today, verbally, today, as most of us, we make promises from our mouth. We take Allah's name, subhanallah, mashallah, inshallah. We take every name of Allah, but every word is a lie. So whose word are you going to take, Mulana? So if you got it in black and white, I'm safeguarding the rights of my wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, my daughter. If this happens, obviously, Mulana, she's going to be heartbroken. If she's got a big heart to forgive, okay, forgive him. Let's try. Insha'Allahu Aziz. And maybe, I think, Mulana, we also, for the young girls now who are 18, 19, they should go for these classes, you know, marriage classes, mashallah, to learn how to cope. And the other thing, Mulana, I also feel, maybe I'm not trying to say that in this scenario, in this case, this is the reason. I think our wives, Mulana, need to be very beautiful for us. Mulana, they have to dress up. They have to, you know, look so attractive for their husband that there's no need for the husband to look elsewhere. Mulana, sometimes it's very difficult and, you know, you can't, I'm not justifying anything. These men who are going to do these things, Mulana, you ask them, they say, but you know what, my wife is very cold in bed. That's the answer. I'm not saying it's a justifiable what you call reason.
But Ustad, even that doesn't give them that authority for them to have an affair. Come on, Ustad. Come on.
I'm not saying that. This is what they say when you talk to them. Uh-huh. You're counseling them. You ask, but why did you do this? She's such a beautiful lady. Why do you want to go and get yourself involved in that? No, Mulana, my wife doesn't look after her health. She doesn't take care of her hygiene. She doesn't dress up for me. She doesn't look dolled up for me. She doesn't fulfill my conjugal rights. She's cold towards me. What must I do? So I said, two wrongs make a right. So, Mulana, we also need to up our game. I need to be like a magnet, Mulana. I need to be like a queen bee. Everyone must come towards me. My husband must come towards me. So we need to do things also together, Mulana. We need to understand each other. We need to be formal. We need to be informal sometimes. We must be playful with each other. See, go for a holiday, alhamdulillah, just two of you. Connect with each other, talk to each other, play with each other. Mulana, we have to do these things. This is a new zamana, Mulana. We're not living in the 40s now and the 50s. Mulana, that zamana is gone. So what do we do? So my advice to the sister, mashallah, she said maybe she has informed her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully, the parents are away. Number two, as she said, I'm not sure what she said. The second thing, yes, she approached her mother-in-law.
Indeed.
And again, I just said to you, this is what parents do. The biggest mistake. My son can never do this. My daughter can never do this. And when the proof comes, the faith goes small. Hear your daughter-in-law out, or hear your son-in-law out. Investigate it. Okay, let's check it out. Let's talk to the husband separately. Let's talk to the wife. Let the ladies talk to the wife. Let the men talk to the husband. Let's see what the problem is. Maybe there's something missing. Why this is happening? You know what's the beauty, Mulana? I think there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sharia doesn't allow you to stare at women. If the first glance is mouth.
Indeed.
The second glance, you should never do it. Only Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is talim for the ummah. Rasulullah is maktum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is supreme. Subhanallah, Allah has protected Rasulullah. Mahfuz bihe, masoom bihe. No Nabi of Allah can commit a guna. One day Rasulullah ﷺ was in the bazaar, and all of a sudden a lady had passed by. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unintentionally a glance fell on the lady. He came home and he fulfilled his conjugal rights with his wife. And Sahaba al-Kiram said, Ya Rasulullah, your zulf is dripping with water. Aapne ghusl kiya, you made ghusl, Rasulullah said. And this is what happened to me. Because what that lady has got, she, as far as her appearance and all that is concerned, Allah Pak has given the same thing to your wife. It's just your eyes is deceiving you. Is it not true, Mulana?
100% Ustad, 100%. Allahu Akbar.
What a ta'aleem for the ummah. That you're looking at that beautiful woman, every aspect of her, from head to toe, you're looking at her and admiring her. Those very same organs and part of the body Allah has given to your wife. Go the way, halal. See? And fulfill your conjugal rights.
Ustaz, we're going to leave it there. We have to leave it there. I see brother Haji Yusuf Ali just entered into the studio, so inshallah we have to leave it there. There's a brother said, but of course I'm going to pose a question, inshallah tomorrow we can start off with this question. Brother says, I love you guys' programs. I have three wives. None of the three want me to take number four. Do I need their permission for number four? My three wives hate my last choice. What do I do? She is gorgeous. Ustaz.
Subhanallah. I think first time, Monana, we are listening, the person has got three wives, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
I'm not sure what engine he's got or what gearbox he's got, Monana. Anyways, Jazakallah.
Barakallah fiqh, Ustad. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fadilatul Ustad. Hey, he just hit the nail on the head. I see Haji Yusuf Ali, mashallah. He's full of smiles. Haji Yusuf Ali, stay with one. If you want number two, he says, no, he doesn't want number two. He says, GG, shake his head. You get blown away. Nevertheless, up next is the 12 o'clock news with my beloved brother, Haji Handsome Yusuf Ali.